Hey friends, before we start the show, I want to invite you to check out my brand new free training all about how you can start your own freelance business from home. In this completely free one-hour training, I am going to share with you exactly how I was able to leave my full-time teaching job and replace my income by freelancing and how you can do the same thing too. We're going to talk about how you can find skills that you already have and what services you can offer, as well as what you need to actually get started today. So you can go check out my brand new free training. It's my gift to you at aubreymalik.com/free training. That's aubreymalik.com/free training. And we will link that up in the show notes for you. All right, now let's go ahead and dive on into the show. Hey there, friends, and welcome back. It has been quite some time since I have sat down to record a podcast episode, and I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into why that is, why I took a pause on recording new podcast episodes, and just kind of give you a little update on what I've been up to and share some personal things. This podcast for the past 4.5 years has been pretty much business related. Me coming on, recording episodes, giving you the tips, the tricks, strategies that I've learned, things that I think will help you grow your business, get started with your business, all of that stuff, which definitely has a place. It's near and dear to my heart. I am a teacher at heart. So that has just been the forum that this podcast and the shape that this podcast has taken over the past 4.5 years. But I really want to come on today and just share a little bit of personal stuff and not really dive too deep into the business stuff. I'm sure I'll uncover and share some things of the direction of my business and different things like that. But I really just want to come on and share a little piece of Aubrey and what I've been up to for the past almost 5 months since you've heard from me on this podcast. So let's go ahead. Let's dive on into today's episode. Welcome to the Freelancer to CEO podcast. This is the podcast for overwhelmed freelancers who are ready to simplify and scale their business so they can earn more and stress less. I'm your host, Aubrey Malik, and I'm a former elementary teacher who launched my own freelancing business, and now I want to share all my secrets with you. Each week, I'll be sharing business strategy, systems, and tactical tips that you can take into your business today so you can finally step into that CEO role you desire. Let's dive on into the show. Let's dive into it. I have received some messages from some of you saying like, hey, are you bringing the podcast back? I miss hearing your voice. They were used to me showing up on a weekly basis and having my shows be one of the shows that they would listen to, which really truly is just such a compliment in and of itself. But I will tell you what, I really truly needed that break from showing up every single week. I was on the fast track to burning out. And we'll back it up to December, which is when kind of those last couple episodes aired. I had batched out some episodes, had some guest interviews that I needed to release. And I just like with the holiday season coming up, I just said, okay, I'll finish out the episodes that I have for December and then I'll reevaluate it. Come the new year, I will reevaluate it. I know that showing up every single week, even though I love it, even though I love showing up for this podcast community, I have been doing that consistently. And sometimes there were a point where I was releasing 2 episodes per week. I've been doing that since September of 2019, since I launched this podcast. So that is a lot of content, a lot of showing up. And I was at a point, to be honest with you, where I was feeling very burnt out with the podcast. I was feeling like, okay, I've got to show up every week and give my tip. And if I don't give my tip, then, you know, what is my point and what is my purpose? And even like, you know, so you start to question yourself, like, do people even want to hear from me? And what do I have to share? I was going through this like midlife crisis in my business. And at the time I was in a mastermind and they, you know, really encouraged me, like, listen to kind of the themes that you're bringing up. And if that means taking a pause on and, you know, taking a break from the podcast, that's okay. Like, you need to do what you feel in your heart is right for you. And it did. It just felt right. Again, like I said, I've been showing up on this podcast for 4+ years that I finally came to a point where it's like, I deserve a break. I deserve a break. And I definitely was showing up in different aspects, but I'll kind of share why not only business-wise, but also personal-wise, it just made sense to me. So I've shared a little bit on the podcast about this. I did do an episode, I forget exactly when it was, but I did do an episode sharing about my mother-in-law's passing, which at, you know, at the time of recording this, it's been some time. We're coming up on 7 years. Oh, actually, no, we're coming up on 8 years at that. Time seems to blur. So 8 years ago, this July, we lost my mother-in-law. And then in September of 2021, we lost my father-in-law. And I feel like I don't have a typical relationship that maybe a lot of people have with their in-laws. Like I truly do wish, even though my time was cut short with them, I wish that everybody had the relationship that I had with my in-laws, because it was special. It truly, truly was special. There's no other word to describe it. I felt so blessed to be their daughter-in-law. And honestly, I never felt like their daughter-in-law. I felt like their daughter. And so to lose both of them in such a short period of time, this was also the time that my husband and I, you know, were starting a family. I was 6 months pregnant when we lost my mother-in-law. And then, you know, my boys were pretty young when we lost my father-in-law, and they were just starting, you know, to understand grandpa and all those things. So it just was a lot in a very exciting time in your young adulthood. You know, you're married, you're starting a family. These were two really big things that happen, not only to you know, my husband, but to our family. I come from a very small town, so you know, losing someone, it impacted a lot of people in our lives. And so that's just been kind of, it's easy to get into the snowball effect of like, when it rains, it pours. I try not to be that person, because I know that it is very easy to fall down that rabbit hole. I try to be the person that tries to find the silver lining, even though in this situation, it's really hard to be like, why, God? Like, why are you punishing us? Like, why are you putting us through this? It's very easy to go down that rabbit hole, especially when you lose two very important people. Again, not only in my life, but, you know, I can only imagine, and I've, you know, lived it with my husband, that suffering and that sorrow and that grief and dealing with all of that and the aftermath of it. And so one of the big things that we have been dealing with is kind of the settling of the estates, which, you know, when you're 33 and 35, young kids, you know, my husband has one sibling, that's not something that you really plan or envision doing as a young adult, right? Settling your parents' estate and going through that process and handling all of the affairs and all of the things. And both my, you know, my in-laws were very young when they passed away. And so there wasn't a lot of loose ends tied up, right? It's kind of one of those reminders that, again, you don't want to have to think about your mortality in that sense, but it is one of those things, because you have to at some point think like, how am I going to leave this earth for the people who are going to be here? And again, like, my in-laws were great, but it has been a lot. Again, we have, you know, we have small children. My husband is only one. He only has a sister. So it's been a lot. And so kind of trying to settle up that estate and take care of that. And also, you know, both of our boys being in school this year, there's just been a lot of, in the past 8 years, there's just been a lot of changes. You know, me stepping away from a more traditional job and really trying to get my business and growing it and scaling it and seeing the success that I have with my business, it's just been a lot. Some really great changes and some changes that have been hard. And so as we're starting to kind of put the finishing pieces into place with my husband's family and where things are ending up, and we're at the point where we're selling the family house, it's just been a lot. It's been emotionally taxing, and not things that I share on social at all. Again, like I said, I am the glass half full. I am the let's find the silver lining. So I try to put on that brave face and try to portray that. But again, I'm sure you've heard it many times before. Social media is a highlight reel. And just because people don't, this is one thing that I've come to learn. Just because people don't choose to share all of the parts of their life, like, just because I'm not online sharing all of these things and I'm not on my Instagram stories going through all the things that I'm struggling with, doesn't it's not a bad thing. There's not, in these moments when you're going through things, there's not a right or wrong. I remember when my son was going through all of the testing with his speech disorder and he wasn't talking and I was feeling like a failure as a mom, I chose to keep that very close. And now some people might look at that and say, like, well, if you would have shared about it, like, think of how many people that, you know, you could have helped, or even just to know that you weren't alone and to not have to feel like you have to go through this. Yes, there's both sides of that coin. But I think for me, and I, again, like, I sometimes I'm like, I'm a nobody. Like, I'm not a public figure or any means, but I do have people who have kept up, you know, with me, who have been along the journey and the way. And so you're on that, those two sides of those coins of, do I feel like I owe people an explanation as to maybe like why I'm not showing up or why I'm not recording podcast episodes? And then the other part of it is like, sometimes there are things that you need to not share with everybody and not let everybody in, because you're opening yourself up to a can of worms and to other people's opinions on how you should handle it. So it's just always been this delicate balance for me. And I'm really, really, really trying to find the path or the balance that feels good for me. Because I will tell you, when I thought about bringing the podcast back, I was eager to get on and record an episode like this, where it's not a, hey, I'm teaching you this, or here's this one tip. It was a, hey, here is Aubrey, and here's what she's been going through, and here's why you haven't heard from her, and here's a little glimpse into what we don't always see. And so I just, even to give you a little bit of encouragement too, like, sometimes we don't have to know everything that's going on. And sometimes we also can be quick to judge on something, and we only are seeing one piece of that puzzle. So that has been a big part of the personal journey that my husband and I have been on, that we've been working through, that we've been navigating, trying to find, you know, the right answers and the right way to go about it. So that was one kind of contributing factor into like, okay, that's taking up a good part of my time and attention, and I just need to find some things that I can alleviate from my ever-growing plate. You know, I thought about this year, like, this year's going to be great because both of my boys are in school full-time from 8 a.m. until I pick them up at 2:30, and I'm like, I'm going to have all this time in the world, where in the, you know, the past 5 years, I've always kind of done that juggling act of, okay, I'm getting work done during a nap time, and I'm doing this. But as your kids grow, like, they're in school, yes, but then there's other things that they're doing and other activities, and we're going here and we're doing this. So it's been a challenge, truly. It really has been a challenge trying to, one thing that I thought would be easier is, okay, your kids are in school, like, you have all this time, but just adjusting to that. I tell my husband that I was way more productive when I only had these pockets of time. Like, that's how I knew to grow my business. And so opening myself up to more time in the day, as crazy as it sounds, felt a little overwhelming and felt like, how am I fitting everything in? And am I using this time to the best of my ability? So just kind of like, I'm trying to like keep like pulling the curtain back and letting you in into the, sharing a glimpse into what led to the ultimate decision of placing a pause on the podcast. Another thing that I knew was coming up was that in January of 2024, I had surgery. It was nothing major. It was an elective surgery. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a while, but it was also something that I wanted to wait to do until I was done having kids. And so it really, like, honestly, recovering from the surgery wasn't major. Like, it wasn't like I was going to need all this time off to recover from the surgery, but it just was something when I was looking at, you know, my life as a whole, my day-to-day as a whole, my business, my family, what things were taking priority. It was just one of those contributing factors that was leading to a, hey, let's put this on pause and let's see. And let's also not put anything set in stone. Every single month when I would meet with my team, when we would talk about, you know, what's coming up for the next month, we would have that conversation. What about the podcast? Are you feeling good about the podcast? And I just allowed myself to have it be a, I'm not going to decide, you know, that I'm bringing the podcast back by this date. I'm going to take it as a month to month decision on how I feel. Because when I came back, I truly wanted to feel invigorated by the podcast. Again, not that showing up felt like a chore, But I felt like, and I will be honest with you guys, because I do feel like the podcast is a little bit more of a safer space to share this. It's not like I'm putting this out on Instagram stories or whatever. I was starting to feel very much like a content vending machine, where it was like, okay, what buttons are people pressing today? What information am I spitting out to them? And in my mastermind, they also encouraged me to say, it doesn't have to be, you know, this specific way, or the way that you've been doing it before, doesn't mean you can't change it in the future. So I am going to be sharing a little bit more about the personal side of things. This is not just going to be a podcast where you get to see the buttoned up outline, five-step framework things. Yes, that still will be a part of it, because I am still an educator in the online space. I still am teaching, but I also have found that that's not going to lead me down a path where I feel really fulfilled by showing up and recording podcast episodes. I need to give people a little bit more of a background. I need to let people in to more of what I'm going through, because at the end of the day, I don't want to just paint this picture that building a business is easy and growing a business is easy and putting out content every single week is easy. It can be fun. You can have really great systems and you can have people in place that can help you to execute on that. So it doesn't always have to feel like a chore, but there are going to be times where it does. And I, again, being that glass half full, being that silver lining, it is easy to just, again, not that I'm painting this picture or not that I'm putting on this facade, I do tend to be the person that's like, okay, even though this might not be super fun in the moment, it is a part of the process. It is something that that I need to do. And I also just want to show that other side of the coin of it. Maybe more of the things that are in my thoughts. Again, I try not to let myself go there. I try not to let myself go down the rabbit hole and dig myself deep into this hole of misery. But also, I think it's important for you guys to hear that too. I think, especially, I would say over the last 6 to 8 months, really more diving so into Instagram, I have seen more people painting this picture of just start the online business, just do this one thing. It's so easy to make money online. And I will say that there have been ways that maybe prove to be a little bit easier than others, but it's not like that for every single person. It's not like that across the board. And so I think I have a duty to share the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Again, you know I'm not a person who's just going to come on and be like negative Nancy. I am an encourager. I am an encourager of myself. I am a little bit of a tough love cheerleader. You know, I'm going to tell you that, hey, you know, what you're feeling is definitely valid and you're allowed to have those emotions, but let's not let that completely derail us. That has always been my personality. Like, let's not take this one setback and use it as an excuse to continue to pedal backwards. It's a learning lesson, and I've always been that person. Like, we can learn from this, we can grow from this, we can continue to go. But I think it's important for you to hear that it's not always easy for every single person. Now, that does not mean that I'm throwing in the towel. That does not mean that my business is going away. I'm actually really excited about some of the things that I have coming for you guys, and I really feel like I needed this break. I really needed to take some of those things that I felt like I needed to show up for. I needed to release those from my plate in order to be able to see a little clearly, to be able to see the forest through the trees, so to speak. I have this saying, and I say it to anyone I come in contact with who's maybe like struggling or having, you know, they're having one of those moments where they're stuck, whether that be friends or whether that be clients or coaching students, people in communities that I've supported. It's really hard to see the label from inside the bottle. And so sometimes you have to, when you're in that bottle and you have all these things, it's really hard to see what is that next path or that next step or what's going to be the move down the road. And so sometimes you might have to remove yourself from that bottle. You might have to take a step back. You might have to release some things from your plate. You might have to have conversations with people who have been there, done that, and putting yourself in the, you know, those communities. Like I said, I was part of Mastermind. That was really kind of opening my eyes to some things that I wasn't seeing clearly for myself, and really giving me the nudge and giving me the permission slip to say, hey, like, if you want to take a pause on your podcast, you can do that. It's your choice, and do what you need to do. And also, like, when you decide to bring the podcast back is up to you, and how you decide to bring it back, the content that you decide to put out there, it's up to you. And for so long, I don't know why, but I didn't feel like it was up to me. I felt this need to show up for this community who has continuously showed up for me, right? Like, you have been there. You, again, like, you have DM'd me, where's the podcast? I'm missing you. I miss hearing your voice. And so I just felt this duty to show up for you, but I also, at what cost, at what expense, right? And so, like I said, it was a month-to-month decision. And at the beginning of this month, as we are planning some new things that are coming up, I was meeting with my team and they asked me that question, how do you feel about bringing back the podcast? And this was the first month that I really did feel excited to share and to come back and to press record. I felt like I was kind of through the haziness of everything personally that we were dealing with, and I felt like I could see a little bit clearer, and I felt like now was the time to step back. Now, what capacity will this podcast be coming back to? Right now, I'm planning on recording a few episodes for the month and seeing how that goes, right? Like, I'm not trying to step right back into where I was and put myself on a fast track back to burnout, but I'm allowing myself to show up, and I'm also allowing myself to record content and record podcast episodes that feel good. So yes, there will still be some business stuff, but there also will be some episodes where I can share just things that I'm going through personally, because I think we all can relate to that. And I think one thing that I've realized, like, even when I've listened to podcasts too, like, I don't always necessarily gravitate towards a podcast that's going to teach me the next best thing to do X to grow your business to this, right? Sometimes I just want to hear from another human being. I want to connect with somebody, especially having my own business, working kind of quote unquote alone, right? In my day to day, right? I do have a team of people that I do communicate with, but I don't have that adult interaction. And again, like, my kids are in school. So day to day, it is me. It's me and my dog, Stevie. And so it is helpful to hear from other people and just to hear the other human experiences that other people are going through and how they're navigating it, or how they feel like they're not navigating it, or just different things. So that's the plan moving forward. And I hope that you will be on board with that in the capacity that I decide to bring this back. I will tell you that it feels really good to show up behind this microphone again and to share things with you and to let you in on a little peek into what's been going on and how I tried my best to navigate that, and maybe to give you a permission slip too of, hey, if you need to take a step back, it's okay. If you've taken a step back and now you're ready to dive back in, maybe you're ready to dive back in a little bit, and this is kind of giving you that encouragement. I hope that something that I shared with you today just made a little bit of sense, and I hope that you have given me that grace to come back and to show up in a way that feels really good for me and for this community. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope that this blessed you, encouraged you, just felt like you could, were listening to a friend, just sharing over coffee and allowing me the space to be able to share what's on my heart. Until next time, I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me today. I appreciate you so much. If you haven't yet, I would love it if you would leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode in your Instagram stories and tag me. By sharing and reviewing, you can help spread the message so we can reach more entrepreneurs who are ready to scale their business to new heights. I will see you in the next episode.